Our assignment for today was to pick out a judge that we, a story about one of the judges that stuck out to us, and also tell how many judges there were. And one judge that has a neat story is Ehud. He was just a regular man, but then Israel had fallen away from God and they were in captivity, and God came to him and had him go and take gifts to the king. And when he got there, he gave the gifts, and then he said that he had a secret to tell to the king. So the king sent all the servants away, and as he was telling the secret, he killed the king and locked the doors and left. And the servants just thought he was sleeping or something, and so he was able to get away before they found out about him.
I thought about Gideon, how he had to have a lot of trust in God when God told him to go up against the Midianites and to bring only 300 men with him. And once he got there, God told them to break like some clay jars and blow in the trumpets, and then God delivered the enemies into their hands. And that's kind of a good example of how to trust God when facing challenges or struggles. Even as daunting as it looks, once you get there and you're trusting God and just taking the next step, God has the power to get you through. I counted 13 judges.
One thing I noticed I thought was really interesting is how many times it says that Israel would fall away from God and start worshiping Baal or something, and then almost instantly they would be in captivity of some other country, and then as soon as they humbled themselves and called on God, he would raise up a deliverer. And everyone knows about Joshua and Caleb, but I hadn't known about Caleb's younger brother, Othniel. It says, when the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord raised up a savior for Israel and saved them. That is Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the younger brother of Caleb. And the spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he judged Israel. And he went out to war against Cushan Rishathaim, and the Lord delivered him, king of Syria, into the river of the rivers into his hand. And his hand prevailed over Cushan Rishathaim, and the land remained at peace for 40 years. And I also counted 13.
I really appreciate the story of Gideon, because he was just working with his dad on the farm there. They were hiding down in the wine press, threshing wheat down there to hide from the Midianites. And then the Lord sent an angel to call Gideon, and that's just kind of a good example, you know, for us to just be faithful at what we're doing, and then be ready in case the Lord does, you know, have something, you know, greater for us to do in the future. So,
the Bible doesn't say that much about Shamgar, but it does say that he delivered the Israelites by killing 600 Philistines with a plowshare, and to do that, he must have really had God helping him.
Did it say plowshare in the, yeah, in the set two?
There's 12 judges in the book of Judges, and judge that I like is Samson, because God gave him mercy and he gave his strength back so he could destroy the temple. In the book of Judges, Gideon obeyed God, and God delivered the Israelites from the Midianites with only 300 men. In the book of Judges, there were 12 judges.